Hello, and welcome again to Fountain of Life. This is Brother Jeff down here in the hills of Tennessee, bringing you this week's daily inspirations. And we're just so glad you take time to call in, and we pray that the Lord would bless you as you feast on God's Word and hear the truth from the Scripture. If you have your Bible, open up to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look at a very simple passage today. It's in Ephesians 4:32. It says, real simple, just two words is the gist of this scripture. It says, be ye kind, be kind. It just is telling people, Christians especially, that we are to be kind. You know, you don't have to be taught how to be mean. You don't have to be taught how to be selfish. You don't have to be taught how to be rude. How to put on airs, it just comes pretty natural. It's a work of the flesh to try to get it your way, to have that Burger King mentality, to have it my way. It's wrong, my friend. It's wrong. And Jesus, through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, gave the Apostle Paul the unction to pen these blessed words, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So really the condition on this is God has forgiven you when you deserve to be crushed and thrown in hell and to be the refuse of God, offending the law of God, living after your own selfish desires. You deserve judgment, you deserve hell, and God was kind to you. God was so gracious to you and I to grant us repentance, to give us the Word of God, to give us teachers and preachers and churches that teach these things. And now you've got a right to be mean, to be rude, to hold something against someone. But you deserve hell, and I deserve hell. We deserve God's wrath and judgment. You could have been born as a starving child in Ethiopia. You could have been born in a drug camp in Colombia under a cocaine lord. You could have been aborted before you were born. You could have been a child slave somewhere in a pornography hut somewhere. But God had mercy on you and me. No matter how bad our situation is, God was kind to us. And you got to be kind to others. Now, it's not real complicated to be kind. You just have to forget about the offense. Forget about what you think somebody deserves and just be kind because God was kind to you. And if people at churches would just be kind, wouldn't it make a difference throughout the whole region? I guarantee you it would. But it seems like sometimes folks in churches can be the meanest folks around. That's not very good. Everybody's got their agenda. So I just want to encourage you from the Word of God today to be ye kind. You be kind to each other, to one another. Be tender-hearted. And the Bible says, forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Because if you go read through Matthew 18 and a few other passages, you'll find out that if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will God forgive you. So you have to be kind. So I just want you to just repent. If you're one of these people that aren't kind and you're bitter and you're mean and you're always fussing, just repent today and be kind. Do something nice for somebody. Smile. Say thank you. Say please. Say excuse me. And don't forget these words. Say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was wrong. Learn to say those. Husbands, love your wives. Repent of all the mean things that you said to her if you've been mean to her. Wives, repent to your husbands for being rude and bitter and harsh. Don't do this. Children, be kind to your parents. Parents, be kind to your children. Bosses, be kind to your employees. Employees, be kind to your bosses. Be kind to the person at the store. Be kind if you're the person at the store. Just be nice. Do what Jesus said. Love. Love never fails. Well, God bless you. If you have any questions, you're welcome to push 0. And then 99 will open up the voicemail. You can leave us a message, or a question, a prayer request. a critique, a compliment, anything you feel like doing. And Jesus bless you this day as you serve him with all your heart. Bye-bye.